Okay, so then, shall we just... Let's see how we're, where we're going, where we're coming from, where we're going. So, okay. We'll still, towards the end of the evening, we'll look at the Spinelli, even though Dee isn't here, at this point she do the chapters. I think I asked him if he gets a chance, if he just made some notes to talk to us about them tonight, he'll send them to us from the class.
Is he listed?
No.
Yeah.
He's registered. So, but...
Yeah.
But we'll certainly tackle, look at some issues of Spinelli, because I think it's really important to chapter.
Yeah.
They're really, it's a really good book, a really clear way of bringing things together. Because it is hard reading Kucho and Heidegger, you know, probably two of the most difficult, I think, for most of us to read. Everybody has their difficult ones. Okay. So we're going to, maybe we'll look at our, just because it's easier and more fun to look at the methods first, and then we'll look at the readings, and then I'm going to actually, hopefully tonight, I brought some practice analysis for us to do, because I'm going to give you an interview and to take away, very, very short, it's not actually an interview, a clip that it would be, but I decided in the end to just take something that I think just has a lot in it that you can get your teeth into when you're trying to do analysis of. So. And so I'm going to give you that to do, and then so we'll go through some steps of how to approach it in the first place tonight. What we're going to be attempting to do with this initial analysis is a kind of everything goes. So we're not going to label it yet that we're doing discourse analysis or we're doing narrative or thematic or whatever, because I think that those techniques take some time to develop. And the basic thing, what we want to do is we want to say we're trying to just look at this with a shift in mind, a paradigm shift in mind, that we've now moved to phenomenology as our mode of thinking, and we're going to look at this piece of text. It's about a young man who's talking about what it was like growing up being labeled as retarded and in his school and so on. And so we're going to look at Ed's story and just for everything in it we can find. Okay, be it metaphors, imagery, discussions of, you know, positioning, where he's positioning himself in relation to anything that your little heart desires that you see in it. Okay? Interpretive love. And then we can start to be able to put labels on where that might fit within a method. Good. So that's just, again, no more than 2 pages of looking at it. You'll find lots and lots of stuff in it. So just pick out a couple of things that you think are most interesting to write up for next week, and then I'll just share some of those.
Is that something you have? Or?
Yeah, I had a story. I was just going on about it, and I can't find it, but yeah. You know what? I could have been here to be organized. Okay. It's really short, but it just shows you that it's amazing how short something can be and how much they can be. And one for Marty. And I'll give you one for Dee. Good. So it comes from, I didn't write down where it comes from, but just to give you a background, it is a transcript from an interview, so I wasn't wrong about that, with a 26-year-old called Ed. And it just says, Ed had been labeled mentally retarded by his family, school teachers, and others in his life. At the age of 15, he was placed in a state institution for the retarded. Shows you, I'm using that language because that's the language that was used at the time. It is dated, I know it's not correct.
Is there a date for this interview?
It's from It's from one of the sources that I've given you in your reference list, an interesting old but still very good book by Taylor and Bogdan from 1984, and which is just a general book. It's in your reference list, something like that.
So the book was written, but this transcript, was it from 1984?
It's rough. It's probably roughly around that. I imagine it's probably the late 70s when they opened. And it says, Ed currently works as a janitor in a large urban nursing home and lives in a boarding house. Okay, so we'll come back to an analysis of a different thing altogether. I've got some interview transcripts of four young women, which is quite interesting for us to do together tonight. So they're a lot of fun. Okay. So before we do that, who would like to present their method first?